Mark, hosting the team today for lunch, and I would imagine from Saru's side, it's to show gratitude for the massive contribution that this Springbok Sevens team has made to Team South Africa and, of course, to SA Rugby.
I think, you know, we just want to say thank you to the team for their resilience. You know, they showed their true South Africans, their fight back. The way the guys went into this tournament, you know, they went in as underdogs. And they really went in there to play their best. And you could see this team. They got the fighting power of South Africans and the way they played and their commitment and dedication over time. You know, our Sevens team has been through a difficult period ever since 2020 with COVID. And there were cuts and stuff done. And I think we cannot blame the players for their performance. We as administration will take accountability for that. But you can see the guts in this team and the way the team played. You know, we're really proud of this team, and I think we can only hold our heads high for while they played. They showed the true resilience of being a South African, and we're proud of them.
With the resources available to them, and as you said, the tough times that they've been through with all the coaching staff changes and players leaving, they still could easily have played in a gold medal game. With that in mind, what will your approach now be going back to South Africa from Saru's point of view and start planning for the future and maybe get this team to where they were two seasons ago?
I think, you know, we already started. We're really looking at how we restructure our organization to meet the new demands of the ever-changing sports environment and the use of technology more in our decision-making. So when we get back, we are looking at the restructure of our total organization to meet the new demands. And there the Sevens will be part of that restructure. But again, you know, we're excited and we're proud of the commitment and dedication of these boys and for all the people who supported them throughout the period. And so, thank you.
And because ultimately, when they do go to Los Angeles next time, ideally what you want to avoid is a similar situation where they have to qualify and they don't have proper time to prepare because the qualification was so close. And is that what you would have in mind planning for the future?
Yes, we will definitely do things differently. You know, when COVID came, it turned the world on its head, and it also turned our rugby on its head, and we had to do things differently and box smarter, and we're still recovering from the effects of COVID. But yes, we will do things differently. This team is known for qualifying automatically and not going to a qualification tournament, and we want to get them back to where they were.
This bodes well for the Cape Town Sevens in December. Now we have the bronze medalists who will be playing at home.
Yeah, I think it does bode well for the tournament in December. We got a core group of talented young players, and we got a lot of injuries, and a lot of guys will still be coming back. So I'm looking forward to seeing them on home soil in December.